Hi everybody, it's Tim here and welcome back to that Eurovision site. We are once again continuing on with our interviews with artists that could potentially go to Eurovision. And I have the lovely Amina who is participating in this year's Melody Festival with Do Good, Be Better. Hi Amina.
Hi,
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. So me and Mina literally just met like not even a minute ago. So we'll do some icebreakers just to lighten up the mood. I wanted to ask you, what is one thing about yourself that not many people would know about?
God. Oh, that's hard. Maybe that I listen to a lot of hip hop. I love
Wow.
hip hop and I love K-pop. Yes, I'm weird.
Okay, it's
And
okay.
I'm weird.
Yeah, no, but can I just ask quick just quick call out? You said K-pop, but like what's your go-to K-pop band or artist?
Blackpink.
Oh, okay, good choice. Good choice. Good choice. Okay, then so we're here because you're participating in Mello this year, and I just wanted to ask you, how does it feel that you're in that final 30 that could potentially go and represent Sweden and Switzerland?
I don't know, it's a lot to take in. I'm just happy to perform my own song, which means a lot to me that Eurovision chose my song to be one of the in this year. So that means in itself, that means so much to me, and I'm just happy by doing that. So I'm still processing that thought. I'm not really thinking about winning or,
You're just happy to be here,
I'm just
basically.
happy to be here.
Okay, then so let's move on to Mello, shall we? Okay, so you're participating with the song Do Good, Be Better. I just wanted to ask you about what was your experience creating the song and what the message of the song is in your own words.
Well, the song is, I have said this so many times and I will always keep saying it, that the thing I love about writing music and creating art is that you get to paint a painting and everybody sees different colors in it. So I usually like to let the audience get their own interpretation. The song in itself, if you're asking what the song is about, it is about breaking free and choosing your own path in life and letting go, so that's like the as an introduction of what the song is about. But in a deeper scale, we need 1 hour to talk about.
Okay then. So I'm guessing it's gonna be something of deeper meaning and you just let the audience decide how they want to interpret it. Okay, all right then. So obviously by the time we're talking, it's less than a month away till you're gonna be on that stage. How are the preparations going for this year's competition?
It's going great. Sorry, my family's. I forgot to tell them. Anyways, it's going great. We just did the cameras rehearsal, and that was so fun. I love I just love performing and being able to get visual part for the song is always really fun. So yeah, and I try my best to rehearsal the song on my own once a day. So yeah, it's going great. I'm really looking forward to it.
Is there anything you can tell us, or what we can see on the stage, or are you trying to keep it, are you trying to keep that for yourself until we watch it next month?
I love to give some hints and I love to spill my secrets. But I would say you should expect something intimate and moving, emotional, yeah. So yeah.
Ooh, and I can't wait to see that. Obviously, this isn't the first like musical competition that you've done in Sweden. You've also done Idol, if I got that correct. Can I just
Yeah.
ask you, like, how has the experience of Idol like helped you now that you're doing Mello this time around? Do you, like what sort of like what have you learned from doing that now that you're going to another competition?
I mean, I learned a lot. I learned, I mean, I think what I learned the most is that I li got to listen to a lot of different genres, and I learned how everything works backstage. But it was different. This time it's not the same because on Idol you sing covers, you do others' songs, which sometimes can feel a bit weird. I mean, if the song doesn't really resonate with you deeply, on a deeper scale, and sometimes you feel like you're singing, you're being not yourself sometimes. But I feel with Mello and being able to participate with my own song, I would feel more myself. Yeah.
I mean, looking back into it, because I've watched a few of your performances, but can I just ask, from your perspective, what was your favorite performance from Idol?
From Idol. Like the live performance,
Yeah,
you
either
mean?
or. I mean, it can be from your audition or from up until you.
I mean, my audition was my favorite, and still is, because it was all before the rehearsals and all of that. It was just real and raw. But one of the live performances, there was one that I hated the most, which was Believer. By Imagine Dragons. But now when I look at it, I love it. So I guess those two are my favorites.
You've grown to love the Imagine Dragons cover.
Yes.
And so when moving back to Mello, I just wanted to ask you, obviously it's next month and you're performing your entry on stage. What message do you personally want to send to the viewers when they watch you?
To stand up for themselves and to be proud of who they are, and not letting others decide for you about your life or who you should be or how you should be. I mean, that's the message I want to send.
Okay, then so and obviously can't wait to see that, but moving on to my final questions. Obviously I can't talk about Mello without talking about Eurovision, but can I just ask you, do you have a go-to Eurovision song that you would listen to?
I mean, I used to listen to Fairy Tale by
Alexander Rybak.
yes. And also Högt över havet. It's a Swedish song. I don't really remember the artist, but those two are my from Eurovision, and they're quite old.
To be fair, though, yeah. Don't worry. I mean, 2009, like, really? We're calling that old? Pregnant. So, another question I want to ask you, Amina, is that once we get to Mello next month and you're performing and the audience likes your entry, what other track of yours should they listen to next?
I think Parasite. Yes, Parasite.
All right then. And okay then, so my last question to you is, obviously you said that this is all very new to you, like doing all the Mello stuff. And actually, before we head on to Malmo, what was the one thing that you've learned from doing all of this that you'll take with you when you get to that point where you're about to perform? What have you learned so far?
To trust my gut. I think that's one of the important things that I learned throughout the whole process, even writing the song, because I had a really special studio session writing it, and trusting my gut, what made it what it is.
Yeah, and look at
Yeah.
that. You're one of the final 30, and in a few weeks' time we will get to hear your entry. Well, that's all of the questions that I've got for you for today's interview. So thank you very much for taking the time, Amina. But before we go, is there anything you want to say to the international fans who, would be watching you perform in Mello next month? A greeting or, a little introduction or.
It's really important. I feel like this is really important. So I would say, I'm just happy that I would be a part of your day watching me and listening to my song. That would mean so much to me. And I hope you find your own meaning, and I hope you will overcome what you want to overcome through my song. And yeah, I love you.
All right then. Well, there we have it. Amina will be participating in Melody Festival in 2025 with the entry "Do Good, Be Better." Lickety taxi, Amina, and we'll see you soon.